The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, 103.7 KISS FM. Hello.
Buenos dias.
We made it.
We here, bro.
We made it to Friday.
Are we getting breakfast or what?
Well, I'm down.
My phone is open.
I got to find the five first, and then we'll order breakfast.
Chill out, bro. I'll just show you where the five is at this point.
DZ's like, if we get breakfast, I'll show you where it is.
I swear we will.
We hit a five in the studio, if you don't know about this, and it's been hidden, and DZ and I both hide it. As soon as I find it, he hides it again. It's a long story, but there is a $5 bill hidden in this studio somewhere, and I haven't looked this week. I'm not going to lie.
This month, exactly. Since last month, you mean?
I did think that it was Friday yesterday. Like, I got into bed and I went, ooh, tomorrow's Saturday.
Ooh.
No, it's not.
And then your alarm went off.
So here we are. We made it, though, and it's hard to believe, you know. November's flying. Your kid's going to turn one next week.
Bruh, one next week. We got a wedding this weekend.
Oh, yeah, you got a wedding.
There's back-to-back.
Where's your wedding this weekend?
Back-to-back games in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
we got people come. They're doing a destination wedding to Milwaukee. Ain't that convenient?
What?
Family convenience. It's a lot to explain.
So they're from here?
Nah.
Oh.
They're not from here. They are come. Everybody's coming to Milwaukee.
What? What?
I believe it's a commonplace.
I have so many questions, which we'll have to get into on the show today now. Now I'm like, what?
Shout out to my guy, Dusty, man. Yeah, yeah. They live out in Platteville.
You know,
and I know him from high school.
Visit Milwaukee would love that.
They would.
That they made Milwaukee their destination wedding spot.
Listen, the top destination wedding destination spot in the Midwest is Milwaukee.
Shut up!
Claim it. Yes, yes. Search it. Source 103.7 KISS FM.
It's got to be because it looks like Chicago, but it's way cheaper. So you can have the lake. You can have the beautiful settings, but you're not paying. You're probably paying three, four times that in Chicago for the same plate.
Five, six times that probably.
See?
And it's honestly at this rate. And when you start saying wedding, ten times that.
The cheaper, classier one. See?
Yeah.
I don't know how I just spun that, but I did.
Hey, we ain't Chicago. We just Milwaukee, baby.
You know what? Call me visit Milwaukee. I'll come up with a new slogan.
You need a PR person?
The cheaper Chicago. Let's have your wedding here, everybody.
That sold. Sold. I'm in.
Are you ready for the question of the day?
Yeah, I don't know today.
Let's go.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right. I want to ask everyone, and if you don't work. Sorry, this doesn't apply to you and we don't like you anyway. I'm kidding. Kind of.
Oh my gosh.
If you do nothing for work, we're jealous. Unless you're a kid. How's that?
No, we're still jealous because being a kid is fun.
If you're a stay-at-home mom, you work. You take care of kids. So
that's
I'm not judging that. I'm talking about if you just don't work.
You got no you've got no responsibilities.
If you're a country club husband or wife, we don't like you.
Oh, I will fight you. Oh, I'll square up ASAP.
So the question of the day is, why did you choose your current profession?
Ooh.
I love this one because I want to know, like, because there's going to be people who call in and say, I didn't.
Yeah,
I just haven't. It chose me. Or there's going to be people that be like, I wanted to do this, but I ended up in this. Or I chose this and I landed there. I wanted to be in TV and I ended up in radio.
So
it chose me in a way.
Yeah.
I feel like, and then I fell in love with it and I never left because I went, TV people are so serious and boring and buttoned up and I'm just not. So I want to be on the radio. We have fun and we're like the children of the media.
We really get to goof off and do a bunch of fun stuff. And then our jobs are always touted as so cool everywhere.
I was able to be myself on the radio and
that
on
part.
The news, if I was an anchor, I would be buttoned up and you guys would never know I have this personality. I'd be on the news going, hello, in Milwaukee today, there was a shooting. Hello, everyone. I'm Allie Faith reporting from downtown Milwaukee. Imagine that. How boring.
Why is there a shooting?
I don't know.
Hey, but low key though, there's another one, man. You just already know it.
So I feel like it chose me, but I love it.
Yeah.
What about you?
I actually kind of agree with that, man, because if you would have asked young me, if we're talking entertainment, I thought I was going to be an actor.
Oh, that's what you wanted to be?
Yeah, low key, I thought it'd be fun. I wanted to be like Corey from That's So Raven when he had his own little TV show.
Well, we have those personalities. I could see us being in acting. I was in school plays in high school. I loved it.
Yeah, it was a good time, right? I thought acting was going to be
acting,
fun. I was just school plays nonstop, thought it was great. Grew up kind of out of that and then went, well, logically, right? What profession would you really have? Thought I wanted to be a barber. My dad said, nah, you don't make no money, man, a barber. He was wrong. He was so wrong.
Wrong about that.
Big wrong. I should have been a barber because I wanted to do hair.
Well, that's such a big profession now.
Thank you. Tell my dad.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Papi.
If you're listening.
And then I went, you know, I want to be a teacher. When I got a little older, I was like, I'll follow in the footsteps of my family. I'll be a teacher. I'll be a good substitute teacher. So in a way, this job found me because through all of that in my life, I always had people going, you've got such a good voice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you should do radio.
Oh, that's why?
Yeah.
People, it wasn't even your personality?
Nah, it was just like your voice. And I mean, my person.
I would never have picked the voice. I would have said I look at people.
Excuse me.
No, you have a great voice, but as a radio person, I don't give a damn about your voice. Like, I'm one of those people who's never, because I have a horrible voice.
I hate my voice.
It's the you have a great voice, but it's the personality that I look for when I look for a good radio DJ.
100%.
If I was like making my own play radio station, it wouldn't be based on people's voices, I'll tell you that. It'd be based on their personalities, and I'd make it good and entertaining for y'all.
Let me put it to you like this. People kind
of. Like Allie and DZ.
People kind of just got our personalities, and that's why radio made sense. Our voices just have this drawing quality to it that make people go, oh yeah, you're memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, you'd have a good voice for radio. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, this. Our personality just drive that, which make people automatically kind of gravitate to us in a way.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So I'm not even mad that people wasn't saying my personality because everybody was already drawn to me because my personality.
Mm-hmm.
But no, for both of us.
See what I mean?
For both of us, it is kind of wild that radio and the things we do kind of fell into our lives.
It found us.
It found us.
Mm-hmm.
And we blessed for it, that's for sure.
I agree with that 100%. The question of the day is, why did you choose your profession? And like I said, if, you know, you don't work, don't call. But if you're a stay-at-home mom, that works.
That counts.
A job.
That counts.
And that I can hear from. So, but if you're just sitting there doing nothing because you're rich, I don't want to hear from you today.
If you're just fat, rich, and happy, don't test me today.
If you won the lottery, good for you.
Too early. If you won the lottery, hey, show
this
me some.
This is for the working class, folks. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So the question is, why did you choose your current profession? DZ and I kind of fell into radio, ironically.
Yeah. Just using a microphone, period. People hand us microphones randomly and we go, okay.
I got this.
Sounds
I'll
fun.
Talk for a while. Why not?
Yeah. Okay.
But it worked out for us. So I'm dying to hear why everybody on the phones picked their profession. This is for the working people today.
Where y'all at?
Nick's in Watertown. I'm going to start with him on 7. Hi, Nick. Good morning.
What up?
Good morning, guys.
Hi, it's Friday. We're happy. Why did you choose
your
profession, Nick?
So I work at a scrapyard in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and I picked this job just because I really don't do any lifting. I'm a yard inspector, so basically my job is just going around making sure there's nothing that goes to the shredder that goes boom.
You're a boss, man. You just walk around and go, not that.
This is okay, not that.
And you hope to God your people working for you don't screw you over, right?
Well, the people I work with, I'm not a boss yet. Maybe someday, though.
Oh, well, if you're walking around judging people, I thought you were in charge. My bad.
No, he's in charge.
I wish.
He's just in charge of making sure things that don't get crushed don't go boom.
Got it. Okay. Yep. What a weird, interesting job.
Probably pays well, though.
Does it pay well?
It's like Christmas every day because you never know what you're going to find in the junk piles.
So there's a little surprise.
It's like our show.
Do you get to take the Christmas presents home?
You never know.
He said no comment.
He's like, I'm not talking. I'm not a boss and I don't steal from work. Okay, bye.
It's very selective. You have to be careful.
Nick.
Okay.
Nick, we speak this kind of language.
We got you, buddy.
We will ask no more questions. We heard nothing.
We ain't going to tell you people out in Waukesha. Don't worry about it, man.
Nick, we don't snitch, okay? Goodbye, Nick.
You know, just look for them road signs.
Have a good morning, guys.
You too, man. Have a great day. Get to that job.
Bye. All right, our girl Lisa's in West Dallas. I am dying to talk to her because she's a private PI.
You know we got to know.
I got to know why she picked this or how.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And you both have amazing voices and are pleasant to listen to no matter what you say about yours, Allie.
Oh, thank you. Well, for years, and I never really cared, people used to make fun of my voice, and I'd be like, I don't care. You sound like a dude, and I'll fight you like a dude, too.
Allie said, yeah, and
I would bring it, okay?
What?
But anyway, you were
fight
saying...
Fight me, bro.
Lisa. And DZ knows it's true. Okay, Lisa, why did you pick your profession as a private investigator?
So from a very young age, my dad always said, oh, you're going to be in law enforcement. And I never believed the guy. And like, next thing I know, you know, I'm working at Walgreens at a young age, and then I just started a security job, and it blew up into me being headhunted by a big company, and so it was a mixture. It was like, you know, I was younger, and then this job that I have now for this giant company just fell in my lap,
Rewind.
Back it up.
You work for a company that hires you to do private investigating work, correct?
Yes, but my first job was at a small security company that did internal investigations for retail stores, and they were PIs.
It's all security. It's all private eye stuff.
Security.
How do you lateral from that?
Because she was already doing the private security work in, like, stores, and then she found another job that was actually going in the field to do stuff like that.
It just all sounds like you just kept doing entry-level stuff and more entry-level stuff until it no longer was entry-level, and you just turned around and went, I'm a what now?
But I think that's what's interesting about Lisa's job is she's saying, no, the security field is not just a RoboCop. Like, we have a full profession. And because I'm kind of having this realization right now as we're talking to you. You're saying it's not just this no big deal field. We have, there's more to do. Yeah.
Lisa's a spy and a ninja.
Kind of.
I played my years as rent-a-cop. Now I'm a PI and I hide and nobody knows I'm around. I don't have to wear an ugly uniform anymore.
Right.
But I feel like Lisa's been watching me in my own neighborhood for years now,
but
and I've never even known it.
If you go to apply for like a private investigator job, what's going to look good on your resume? Security.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Oh, security.
One of my
military.
Guy works cybersecurity. Yeah. I'm talking about. Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
It's a field. Okay, Lisa, I feel better now.
Lisa, the
I feel
private
like I understand.
Eye ninja.
Watch out.
That's her sneaking around.
I'm ninja-ing in Milwaukee today.
Oh, she might be here right now. Oh.
You better hide. Run for your life. All right, bye.
Have a good day, Lisa.
Bye. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Love ya.
Love you too. Back. Quentin is in Racine. Hi, Quentin. Good morning.
What's the word?
Good morning.
Hi, what did you do? What do you do for a living, and why did you choose your current profession?
So I'm a truck driver, and I deliver food to restaurant.
Nice.
Ooh, thank you. We appreciate you.
Yes,
we'll appreciate you this weekend,
because
too.
You listen to us while you're driving, and then you deliver the food, and we love you for that, Quentin.
Mm-hmm. It's a whole circle service.
It is. We're here to help you.
It's a symbiotic relationship, Quentin.
Quentin, did you pick it, or did it pick you?
My dad does it. He got me into it.
It's a lot of people, they do what the family does because it's familiar, and it gives them an idea for a profession, you know?
It's like a dad and sons. Is it an independent business, or do y'all work for a company? Then?
No, Big company. We work for different companies.
Yeah.
Y'all be do y'all route together?
No, no. Huh. He lives in Ohio right now. Oh. I wish. I would love to run with them one day.
Breaker, breaker, one nine.
You know them cute like videos you see online when it's like dad retires and son does last call or whatever. Yeah. That'd be cool if they did like the last route together. I'm just thinking cute videos, man. Y'all go viral for
this
that.
Sounds
bro. No
like
lie.
A TikTok or a reel.
Thank you, them viral videos. Quentin, I'm just giving you ideas.
Quentin, call us when you want to make
that. I'm trying to get him to move back here all the time.
Well, I'm not helping with that, but we'll help with the video.
Yeah, I was gonna say we'll help with the video, not the move, bro.
Bye. Quentin.
Bye. Have a wonderful day.
You too, man.
All right, we're going to go to Danielle and Butler, last but not least, because the question is, why did you choose your current profession? Do we even know what Danielle does?
I don't think we do.
Danielle.
Morning.
Hello. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Hello. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Friday.
I want to know how you picked your current profession.
So I'm currently in between. Well, I'm like wrapping up 2 weeks at one job, and I'm going to be starting a different job. And the job that I'm going to be going to is a floral designer, and it's the first time I'm actually going to be using my creative side my career, and I'm super excited about that.
Oh, dude, and being creative is so much more accepted now because of TikToks and reels and all the ways, you know, before it was like the arts, now we're like the arts.
Yes. We got to plug Danielle and Leon together because Leon's our flower lady. She be, and now if you're trying to do flooring.
Absolutely. They could work together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Never know.
And I'm going to be working with my best friend. So she actually was one of the winners of the Ludacris ticket.
Nice.
Yeah, she was the first winner. And when she's like, I'm taking my husband, I'm like, you. But she told Joe, and Joe had a blast, and they both did. So that's good for them. But I'm going to be working with her, and it's going to be a whole new experience, and I'm super excited for it.
Let your friend know you petty without letting your friend know you petty.
She's like, I'm on the air saying, I gave you the Ludacris tickets. You're welcome.
She's on a cruise right. It was her birthday yesterday. She's on a cruise right now with her mom, and husband's at home.
Like I said, this is for the working people today, this question. So you have a great day.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Bye,
you guys have a better day.
You too.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So Gloria wrote into the show and has an issue with somebody trauma dumping on her.
Yeah.
What is this?
Well, she says it's a stranger. But I'm gonna just tell y'all right now, she's got it wrong.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then now I really want to hear what the story is.
Gloria's got it wrong. She says, Allie and DZ, I'm going on 2 weeks now at my new job. This place is actually pretty great.
Oh.
I'm in an office with 5 other women, and we all seem to really get along. Now, let's go back to my first day, when about midway through the day, one of the girls randomly begins trauma dumping on me.
And let me just say, for those of you who don't know what trauma dumping is, it's basically unloading all your trauma or your traumatic experiences on others, whether they're prepared or not, whether it's been invited or not. It's called trauma dumping. You dump all your, it could be inappropriate at times.
Imagine a dump truck, the ones that little kids use, or the actual dump trucks that lift the bed and everything just falls out the back. Put all your trauma in that, right?
Yeah.
And then beep, 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 beep. Trauma, 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 trauma. Yeah.
That part.
Trauma dumping.
It's when you, that's trauma dumping.
So saying it's a stranger trauma dumping.
Yeah, which is even worse because it's so inappropriate, but go on.
Right?
Yeah.
Says, so randomly starts trauma dumping about halfway through her first day.
Oh, God.
And Gloria says she pretty much explained to me how one of her kids hates her, how her now divorced husband has been abusive.
Oh, God.
How she's emotionally.
There it is. Telling someone you've been in an abusive relationship. Not everybody's ready for that type of information.
She says, I literally know her life story, her parents' history, ex-husband's history, the whole family's banking information. I know it all.
Oh my God.
And it keeps happening. Not to mention these conversations go on for at least 20 minutes or more.
Oh God.
Last conversation we had was 45 minutes long.
Oh God. See, this is okay if it's your friends, but it's not. You don't even know this person.
But they're also not a stranger. Sorry. Like, they're a coworker.
They are a coworker. But that doesn't mean I want to, like, imagine.
I get you don't know them.
It's me and you, but if somebody else walks in here and talks to me about their trauma for an hour, at first I'm interested.
Sure.
And then I'm like, okay. Like, you got to stop. This is too much.
Yeah. Is it though?
I don't know.
Okay. So she wraps up.
It has to be appropriate when you get into these things.
She says, I get that I may be being too nice, but it's not like we can't talk and work at the same time. I feel weird asking about this. Uh-huh. I'm not sure if it's that she trusts in me, confides in me, or if there's a different reason behind it.
Mm.
Just seems odd to me that someone I've just met so easily dumps all of their private information onto someone else. What would you do here? Help. Gloria.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
your gears are turning.
Yeah, because
ladies first, man.
No. I should be quiet on this.
Why?
Because I am the queen of oversharing. I mean, when I got diagnosed with ADHD, it was like it all makes sense why I'm so impulsive, why I shout out things that are inappropriate. Things made sense, right? When I started digging into my mental health.
Yeah.
But that's awareness too.
Yes.
So I will freak people out by trauma dumping, but we have different jobs. If someone walks up to you and goes,
that's very true.
If someone walks up to you and is like, let me tell you about how I was abused as a kid and all the bad things that happened to me, you'd be like, oh geez, like I wasn't ready for this. If it's a stranger, if it's a friend, fine.
See, but it's a
stranger, I'm like, whoa.
Hear me out. It's a new coworker though. And you're thinking, oh my goodness, somebody new. I want to relate.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever Gloria is starting to work with, clearly this is a one person issue, right? She's still so fresh. I doubt she's really talking to many other people in the office.
She almost needs someone to talk to. She needs a therapist.
This is the first friend that Gloria's made in the office. Mm-hmm. I'm almost willing to throw a dart and put money on it, right?
Yeah.
The other girls maybe aren't as friendly, aren't as open, and the other girls are probably already tired of old girls, you know, trauma dumping behavior because it's not you.
Because after a while, you're like, oh, okay, I got work to do now.
Unless Gloria's just got that trustworthy spirit and face, I doubt that it's a Gloria problem, quote unquote problem, right? I think whoever Gloria is talking about is just like this. They're very open. They share.
Even when it's inappropriate is what I'm saying. Basically,
everybody knows. Yes,
and they could even be on the spectrum. Sometimes social skills like that you could be. You know, this is why I'm talking about mental health too. Get a therapist. It's you never wrong. Know.
And they may already have a therapist.
That's true.
And one of their coping mechanisms is to continue to share because
they think they're going to help others. That's
and it's transparency. A lot of people just see it as transparency. Mm-hmm. So you know my life, my story. We've got great jobs to where we can just kind of keep talking about what we talk about.
Totally.
When you're in an office, when you're at a store, when you're at whatever, say you're working in like some HR office.
Yeah.
And you are just kicking it most of the day. You're going to start to talk with the people around you in the cubicles. If you're an accountant, you go mess around. And if you're not crunching the numbers, you go sit there and go, dang, girl, let me tell you about this.
I know. It feels weird for me ripping on anybody saying too much because I'm such an oversharer. But Sandra from East Troy said, some people have no filter or are in an open book. I had a coworker that I met day one and she started telling me about how she was sexually assaulted. I was like, okay, I am sorry. Like that's a lot for somebody when you just met someone because you don't even know if that might trigger them what their past is. From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. But at the end of the day, Gloria wrote in because she feels like her coworker's trauma dumping on her and she doesn't know what to do.
I don't even need to wait for the other side. Everybody else could call in with their advice if they'd like. Gloria got to stick to it. Gloria just got to be a friend. Gloria got to listen. Just listen.
Just listen.
I don't think it's going to affect her day enough. She's way too new into this job. And honestly, everybody just needs an ear sometimes. It doesn't sound like it's old.
Yeah.
She's just going, I don't want to deal with this.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you just need to lend an ear to somebody, man. You just be a better person, bigger person, be a nicer person.
Do what I do and go, uh-huh.
Is that what you're doing to me right now?
No. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Wait, what?
Dang it, Allie. No, for real, she's got to shut up and deal with it.
Yeah.
And she's got to be a great person in this situation. Mm. She's earning brownie points. She's earning brownie points right now for the afterlife.
If you
didn't have
work to do, it wouldn't get old, but you got work to do. If you're hanging out with your friend, you'd be like, fine, we got time.
She says it's not like we can't talk all we work at the same time. All she can listen.
So your advice is be a good friend and just listen and deal with it.
Deal with it, all yes.
414-533-1037. That works for texting or calling. And you can always leave us a voice message now, too, through the Odyssey app.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So Gloria wrote into the show, her coworker likes to trauma dump on her, tell her everything.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know what to do. So you said just be a good friend and listen. Now somebody texted in, and I kind of feel this. This is kind of what I was working towards. They said, no, do you know how draining that is to have to go to work every day and look forward to that, listening to your coworker go talk to you all day about their trauma?
But you're framing it as a stranger, and they're not a stranger. They're somebody you arguably are going to get to know really well. This is a new job that you just started. Are you planning on leaving within the next 6 months? Because then no. Mm-hmm. But if you're planning on making a career out of this, you're going to be rocking with these people for the foreseeable future. Be a good person.
Well, we got a text yesterday that we need to do a welfare check on Ebony. Looks like she must. Did she send that in? Ebony, did you send in your own welfare check?
Every day I'm hustling. The welfare check is
went through. What up, fam?
What up? All right. It's been a minute. Facebook's not enough for me.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute, but what it do, I'm back.
Right, what it do, what it do.
What do you think Gloria should do? Her coworker is oversharing.
Well, first off, I've worked in an environment where somebody just constantly trauma dumps, and honestly, the best advice I can give is to just honestly tell them straight up, like, hey, I don't live my life with chaos, and that sounds like a lot. I mean, I'm going to be here for you if you need me to listen, but to a certain extent, I mean, that's just not for me. You got to be honest with people, man. You just can't just let people continuously tell you about issues in their life, especially
if you don't
want to
hear
it. Two together.
Ebony. So Ebony's saying you got to stand up for yourself and go, this is not for me. I'm not
man,
the one who wants
up.
To listen to this.
Okay.
And I'm sorry you're going through it, but we're at work and I don't have to deal with this at work.
Then it becomes a trend. Honey.
So what are you
going to
say? It already is a trend. And she's been letting it happen for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. She made a friend that now trauma dumps. Mm-hmm. She had to
cut it
on day
one. Oh, no, you can get out of that. That's only 2 weeks, dude.
She said,
tell me what it is.
Okay, but then what are you going to do? Pick and choose on when you listen and go, that's too much for me, right?
No, not at all. You just avoid it. You avoid it. Once they start talking about their trauma, you switch the topic.
There's the advice.
There it comes.
There's the advice.
Okay, Ebony, and that's why we missed you.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Have
put
a great
it on my
day.
Tab.
Put it on my tab. We cannot stand you. We love you. We miss you,
nobody's
fam.
Hanging up on anybody. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Get off our line.
And I clicked. No, that's love. She already heard. She's gone.
All right. Mike, our guy's calling from Hartford. Exactly. I mean, babe.
Oh, that guy.
You haven't heard talk to him in forever.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Hi, baby.
Morning.
What
you
do?
Trying to get back in with us? Is that it?
Trying to get back on your graces, trying to get off the couch?
I've been busy. Work's been crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Usually I'm out of the listening area, and it's hard for me to have Odyssey on when I'm actually doing
liar.
Something.
Sure,
so,
babe.
Not interested in that information,
sure,
but okay,
babe.
Mike.
All right.
It's fine if
in
you
one ear
back.
And out the other, kind of
okay.
like my advice for your listener.
Well, Michael, go on.
the other thing I'm thinking of is if this person is a trauma dumper, a chronic trauma dumper, she needs to talk to her other coworkers. Has this happened to these other coworkers? And how have they dealt with it? Get some outside perspective from her other coworkers.
How do you deal with CTD? How y'all deal with your chronic trauma dumpers?
I'm a truck driver, so I have to deal with it every day. So it really doesn't matter to me.
Well, Saucy texted in and said, well, sounds like this girl has had no validation and talking to someone kind of validates the things that have happened. However, she should tell her she needs to find a therapist or change the subject. Yeah, I don't know why this woman shares so much, but she needs a therapist if she doesn't have one.
That is how some people deal. And if she doesn't have one, I do agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, we should all have one. If you don't, we could get on that.
And some conversations are inappropriate at work. Yes. Not everybody's as cool as us. Turning to your coworker and being like, "I was raped or sexually assaulted out of nowhere," can be too much for people.
And we don't know somebody else's experience. Whether you talk about emotional abuse or physical abuse, that could be triggering to someone else's experience.
That's what I'm saying.
What if Gloria did have some sort of trauma that all of a sudden now she's in a spiral? Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a lot.
Okay. I'm just sitting here going, listen to it. You'll be all right, but we don't know if she'll be all right.
As much as I want us to talk about our problems, I want us to do it when it's appropriate.
And when it's appropriate.
Yeah.
And work might not be it.
No.
Our work's different, though.
That's why we think differently, because we're like, dude, tell them everything.
Tell them it's cool. Just listen.
You heard the inappropriate conversations DZ and I have off the air, please.
Talking about trauma dumping.
You haven't heard nothing yet.
We could have wrote this in better, bro. What?
How much time do they have?
Nah, babe, we appreciate you. Good advice.
Yeah,
honey.
Hold on, babe. I want to talk to you off the air, and you know why.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Somebody's getting yelled at. No,
it's actually a good thing. Christina is, though, in Milwaukee, last but not least. Let's see what she has to say about this. Shot, Christina! What up?
Good morning.
Somebody texted it. Oh, Saucy said, some people don't know it's trauma. It was a Tuesday for them.
Really, though? No, that's such a valid text, because it is just a Tuesday and you are just talking at work. And all of a sudden people are like, oh my gosh, that was so much. And if nobody's ever said nothing to you, you don't think that's too much.
You hit it on the nail on the head with that one,
Saucy. Ding, ding, ding.
All right, Christina, what do you think about the coworker?
So I kind of agree with Ebony and DZ, like, listen, but if you start feeling too, like, it's getting too much, just, like, let her know. And maybe just change the subject. Like, ask what else she did on the weekend, or like
try to frame her thinking better
for the coming weekend, or like anything else. Mm-hmm. And because I'm kind of like you, Allie, but kind of not. Like, if I feel comfortable with you, I will open up, and I can probably start talking about stuff that people might not want to hear. But I'm also, like, more closed off. I'm pretty shy. So it takes a lot for me to feel comfortable with someone and to open up. And I've had, like, people in the past where I felt comfortable, but they really ended up, like, not caring. And then that made me, like, start to close off even more to, like, new people. And so maybe she just feels, like, really comfortable and doesn't really have anyone.
From day one.
Whoever texted in, maybe she was a former morning show DJ. Knock it off.
For all we know.
You guys are horrible. Stop.
Why y'all at our necks now?
Seriously, Kristen and Delavan said some individuals' mental health cannot handle others' trauma dumping. It isn't on anyone else to have to carry others' trauma. And that's why you get a therapist.
I respect and receive that, and that's why there are people that get paid for that, for sure.
Exactly.
I like it, though, Christina's saying, but find a hybrid. You can listen, you can be a good friend, and then spin positively to help yourself and help the other person, too. Right?
That part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Christina.
Love you. Bye.
Let you back.
Love
bye.
You too. Aww. Love it when you guys say love you.
She says she loves us.
She does.
She says she loves.
Love you too. Well, well, well. If you were listening, you knew that was two Black Eyed Peas songs back to back. Yes. And ironically, we are qualifying people to go see the Black Eyed Peas in Vegas in February. So Gwen's on the phone right now. Hi, Gwen.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi, Gwen in Milwaukee. Guess what? You're caller 10.
Hey. Oh, I knew it. I knew it was the Black Eyed Peas.
Yep. You called. You were caller 10. You got a prize pack. And now you are in that drawing. One of five people this week. One person's going to get picked to go to Vegas and see the Black Eyed Peas in February. You have a 1 in 5 chance. Congratulations.
Oh, how exciting.
Hello. I am super excited. I might scream. Okay.
Scream.
Go ahead. You can scream. I can stop you.
I am going crazy, you guys. This is insane. Oh. This is insane.
We're happy. Gwen.
We're happy you're happy.
Gwen, you have a great day at work, assuming you're there. I don't know.
I'm there.
Oh, good.
I got the door closed, though. Yeah. But they can still hear me. It's okay.
Hey, now they hear that you're a winner.
With you guys, because we all love you.
Where do you work? Can you say where you work, Gwen?
Oh, the medical college.
Oh, well, what up, medical
college? Oh, what up, medical college? Hey, and Gwen,
I know you.
Shout out to y'all.
I see you guys all the time.
Crank the radio.
Oh, come on, see us anytime.
I will. Trust me, I got a lot of issues.
Oh, okay. Well, that's on the third floor.
She said, no, different department.
Never
different department.
Mind. All
Stop
right,
by
Gwen.
When you're done.
Gwen, somebody will be in touch. Have a great day, okay?
Okay, you too, guys.
Bye.
Oh, that was awesome.
Such good energy, man.
There's one more chance I heard, maybe the rest of the day. You might want to listen and see if there's a chance. And one more chance today to hear two Black Eyed Peas songs back to back. I don't know, though.
One more person could qualify, be like Gwen, mm-hmm. win you a prize pack, and also go see the Black Eyed Peas in Vegas.
That
maybe
part.
Just maybe get entered in the drawing.
Mm-hmm. Ah! It's pretty crazy.
Wow.
All right. Well, we need to get into Am I the Jerk?
I do think we need to get into it.
Because honestly, it's a jam-packed show like most Fridays. We have Am I the Jerk and Dumpster Fire. I have to give you the update on the second date with Tall, Dark, and Handsome.
Do you want to give the update?
I actually do. I had a huge epiphany this week on my second date with this guy.
Oh.
Huge.
Oh.
I want to talk to the people today about this.
Okay. Well, then let's get it.
We've turned another corner on Dumpster Fire. Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk? I would have thunk.
Yeah, I would have too, actually. It's never ending.
All right, let's get it.
Let's get into Am I the Jerk.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Now, even though we have a ton of submissions, I'm throwing myself in the fire again. And people are like, Wood, it's me. And it's Friday, so I'm going to keep it light. Even though I don't feel, it's not totally light. Because I do think I'm a jerk for what I did.
You better not butter nobody up talking about it's light. No, if you the jerk, you the jerk. Fine. And Am I the Jerk doesn't always go light, even though the topic might feel light.
Basically, I did something to someone I wouldn't want done to me, which is why I think I'm the jerk.
Well then, now elaborate.
I like to shower when I get done working out because, you know, I go to Princeton and then I go do like hot yoga somewhere and I'll do hot Pilates.
You don't shower when you're at Princeton. You shower at the crib, right?
Well, if I go to Princeton, I'll do weights. I'll shower at home. But
same.
If I go to a sauna, like a hot yoga, then I'll shower there because I am drenched.
I'd always rather.
Drenched.
Princeton Club or not, I'd always rather shower at home.
I do too, but unless I'm leaving a sauna and I'm drenched.
Okay,
right?
Anyway.
I don't want to drive home soaking wet.
Got it, but I digress.
Yes, so I shower. So I get in the shower at this place where I'm doing my hot yoga. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ooh, quick shower. And I usually just do a body shower so I can drive home and not be gross, okay?
Sure,
now,
sure.
I know I'm telling you TMI, but this all feeds into the story,
it's part
okay?
of it.
It's part of the story.
Right.
So I walk into the shower the other day at this. There's one shower in this place. It's a
single
small
stall?
Little place, yep.
Okay.
And there's always body wash that the place leaves for people who want to shower.
Complimentary washings.
Yeah, like hotels and Princeton Club has theirs. You know, we got it all.
We
soap and everything.
Right.
Well, somebody had left their shampoo in the shower. Like a woman had left her personal shampoo.
Her own shampoo.
And I saw it and I went,
oh, this is the good stuff.
And I went, don't do it. Don't do it. You always wash your hair at home. You don't do it. You just two body shower. Don't do it, Allie. And I went, I'm doing it. And I'm like, shampoo's so expensive. As women, we go out of our way sometimes to get really good shampoo, and we know how much it costs. We spend a lot on our hair.
I know how much it costs.
Which is why it's disrespectful to take someone's shampoo without asking when we're women, and we pay a lot for that stuff.
You stole someone's shampoo.
I used her shampoo.
And you stole shampoo.
It gets even funnier.
Keep it honest.
And you think the story's over? It's not.
Uh-oh.
So I wash my hair, which I never do at this place, and I come out full soaking wet hair. I'm all clean.
You feel fresh. Your hair smells like somebody else's shampoo. Mm-hmm.
At the same time, kid you not, woman turns the corner that I know and goes, oh, are you out? Did I leave my I left my shampoo in there.
Somebody you know? Oh, girl, I think I left my shampoo in there. Did you see it? And you're like, no, never seen it.
Hair smells so good, soaking wet as I come out of this room.
I don't use shampoo.
No, not at all.
What's that, shampoo? Nope, never heard of her.
But if somebody came and used my expensive shampoo, it's on, boy. And women know what I'm talking about.
How expensive would you say the shampoo was?
I pay $30 to $40 for a tiny bottle.
I know them little bottles be expensive for no reason.
You've seen how much Aveda and all these things cost. You can put $150 on two bottles of shampoo.
I'm pretty sure my wife spent $100 for less than 60 ounces of any fluid ounce of any shampoo and conditioner. And I
that
said,
part.
Huh? How much?
That's
it's her brand, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's her brand, and I'm not against it. Whatever. I use it, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So the question is, then I started giggling because I went, oh, geez, I not only use another woman's shampoo knowing if somebody used mine, it'd be on.
You'd be mad. You'd be
because
mad.
I knew somebody had accidentally left it. I'm not dumb. There's never shampoo in the shower. And I was like, oh. So I took it upon, I basically used her shampoo and then had to, yeah.
I'm a dumb it down. Allie stole someone's shampoo.
Am I the jerk for using her shampoo? That is, and I left there and I was like, this is such a jerk move because I would not want it done to me. And that's why I'm admitting it. But you might say, well, it's not that serious. Well, it is when you spend a lot of money on it.
It isn't that serious. And honestly, I wish I could really say not the jerk because I don't think you are until I thought of this one solid point. The only thing that inspired you to wash your hair when you normally don't.
I never wash my hair when I just do a body shower. Never.
Is the fact that somebody else's shampoo was there.
I took advantage of somebody that left some stuff behind.
And
I did.
And it was like you have this like
such a jerk.
You had this kleptomaniac tick to just steal it and use it and I got to.
Which is ironic because I've never stolen anything in my life.
You stole a little squirt of her poo.
I've never even shoplifted, guys. I'm one of those people who's just like, I'm the unicorn that never shoplifted. Like, there's a few of us out there. Never in my life.
Hey, can't say never now. You stole, bruh. You the jerk. You normally don't wash your hair. I would have said not the jerk because I'm like, oh yeah, whatever. That's her fault for leaving it there.
For leaving the shampoo. But no, shampoo's not cheap. Well, and somebody texted in and said, not the jerk, but ooh, what if someone planted Nair in that bottle as a joke and Bald Alley came out? Ooh,
dog.
Don't freak me out. Don't make me paranoid. I'm already paranoid.
I mean, it's real. Somebody, did it as a prank?
They asked, did you tell her you used it?
Did you?
I'll save it for the end. After we get the answers, I'll tell you I told her. Because when I came out, she went, did I leave my shampoo in there? And I went, rah, rah.
That's a really good point, actually. You know what?
Somebody said, I love how the am I the jerk has become a confession session for Allie.
It really has. It really has.
I confess about my kids. I confess about my... Listen, I don't try to do bad things.
Bad things just find Allie. Right.
Like shampoo.
Yeah. The shampoo bottle found her.
Am I the jerk for using her shampoo? Stop texting in, you stole computer mice. Stop.
We're seeing a pattern here, y'all.
Maybe I'm delusional and I have shoplifted. Maybe I'm on another planet. I don't know.
Am I the jerk? Go get interesting. We'll take your calls and your texts next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Yes, it's me. Hi. I was at the gym. I was drenched from my hot yoga session, and I wanted to shower, but then somebody had left their shampoo in the shower, which is not normal, and I used it. And then I realized I was a jerk. And then she came out and said, did somebody, I left my shampoo in there. And I went,
oopsies.
And I know how much we spend on shampoo. So am I the jerk for using her shampoo?
I mean, I'm not the jerk, but you might get your gym membership revoked for stealing.
Stop it. All right, let's go to Kelly in Sussex. Let's start with our girl this morning.
Oh, you trying to get buttered up,
you
huh?
You think that I'm trying to fix the lines, maybe? Maybe so. Maybe I am. Kelly.
Good morning.
It's not
morning,
lost Kelly. Upon me. We're friends, and I put you on for this. I mean,
Kelly, I'm going to need you to be 10 toes and be honest. What do you think? Is she the jerk?
I'll be honest. She's a jerk.
Hey, that's it. Why did I bring you on for this?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, explain for
her. She knows, because she knows.
It's expensive.
Go on.
Like Allie said, good shampoo is very expensive.
You don't play
and
with
the
that.
Fact that she came back for it.
Just shows how awesome it is.
That is true. She did come back for it.
Somebody said I'm a baby. I'm a baby jerk because the real jerk move would have been stealing the whole bottle. See,
true.
I'm a baby jerk.
You just took a little bit of poo, not the whole bottle. Not the whole sham, just a little poo.
Just a dime size.
Just a blop of poo, not the whole sham.
All right, so Kelly, you say I'm the jerk for using the shampoo.
Yeah.
All right,
noted. Sorry.
That's fine.
That's okay. One. All right, bye, Kelly.
Can't even depend on my own friends in a time like this. Unbelievable.
So not even my homies. Dang.
Damn, y'all. Maddie's in New Berlin. Maybe somebody in my hood will agree with
me. Maybe a neighbor.
Hi, Maddie.
Good morning.
Good
Morning, good morning.
Hi, neighbor. Is Allie the jerk for stealing the shampoo?
Ooh, look at that butter, y'all.
No, you're not the jerk. No.
And it worked. Checks, not the jerk.
Checks in the mail.
Now explain yourself. Yeah, why, Maddie?
Why?
It's a bottle of shampoo. It's not that serious. One squirt of shampoo is not that big of a deal. It, like somebody else said, it wouldn't be it'd be a big deal if you stole the bottle. Mm. But one squirt of shampoo, I would have done the same thing, girl.
Well, it was so. What you spent maybe $2 out of their pocket? Maybe you think how much? How much do you really think you squirted out of that dot?
Probably. Well, let me do the. Hold on, calculator. Actually, we can calculate this. Okay, so let's just say the bottle of shampoo cost $50.
$50.
It's a small one, like the ones I use, right?
Sure.
And you divide that by,
I don't know, 50.
15.
You're asking the guy that doesn't know
I
numbers.
I basically spent about four of her dollars.
$3.33 worth.
And $4 adds up. I'm sorry.
$4 adds up.
You know what they say, though? You snooze, you lose.
If she thought it was that important to her, if she wouldn't have left the shampoo. Actually, I hate that Maddie's making me agree with her. Maddie, you got to go.
Mm-hmm. I don't hate it. I love it, actually.
Hey, we're split now, though, Maddie. Appreciate your call.
See you later.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
This is what cracks me up about people. They text in on our text line and say, jerk, but not going to lie, I do the same thing.
Bruh, I don't think I would. I was impulsive
in the moment.
I don't know if I'd trust the environment I'm in, because like somebody texted, what if they're pranking? What if they're messing with her? What if there's just sick people out there putting hair dye? Maybe it's not Nair, but maybe it's hair dye. And you don't want your hair. Now, Allie.
Now I'm in trouble.
Your blonde hair is blue. Mm-hmm. What you gonna do? Now people calling you Christina with the blue hair.
Somebody said, I'm sorry, the Lord is spending $50 on shampoo. My max is 10. Yeah, and we know what we get for that. I know how my hair breaks off. It's frizzy as hell. I know. You get what you pay for with shampoo. And unfortunately, as women, we've learned to learn that. And you care or you don't care about your hair. And I'm not saying you can't. I use the cheap stuff sometimes, too.
Let me speak for
but
my fellas.
I know how it affects my hair, man.
Because if we took better care of our hair, too, I think our hair would be more luxurious than it is. So, yeah, no. Not knowing now what I wish I knew then, especially with my wife and how much she spends with her hair products, yeah. Yeah, it's expensive.
Who said it's gateway poo? Catch Allie rummaging the lockers next. It's the gateway shampoo.
Ooh, Allie's now a shampoo criminal.
Come on. And they said you might be a jerk if you constantly have to ask the listeners if you're a jerk.
We got a new Picasso.
Move over, Sammy. Allie's in town. All right, last but not least, a dude.
Is this real?
Tony's in Racine, the mascot McMahon.
Are we doing this?
Yeah, we're doing it.
Right.
He wears a hat every day.
All right.
What's he know about shampoo?
Tony.
Tony.
Good morning.
What up?
Well,
let's just get right into it. Allie, you a jerk.
Get off my line.
Get off your line.
I told you.
Don't be mad. I call it how I see it. You
wish for what you wish for.
Why? And then I'll tell you what the woman said when I came out, if I actually told her I used it. That's the finale to this. So go on, Tony. Why
okay,
am I the jerk?
The reason you a jerk is because you intentionally knew that it is expensive, and you would not want somebody using your stuff.
Correct.
So don't assume
Correct.
It's okay to use other people's stuff without asking. Regardless what she said after the fact, it's the principle you did not ask for permission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Correct.
Okay, received.
Correct. So I'm the jerk. Fine. Well, then I will finish up and tell you, not only did the woman say, did I leave my shampoo in there, it was my good friend. The irony, I didn't know it was her shampoo.
You didn't know it was her
it
shampoo?
It was my very good friend who was also there, and I did not know. And so she just texted me and said, she knew. I told her, I said, oh my God, I just used your shampoo and I was feeling bad. And I thought, you know, I didn't know whose it was. And now it's yours. It's even worse.
It's worse now. It's less worse now, in my opinion. That's the homie.
She doesn't care. And she texted me and said, you stole my shampoo, boo, laughy face. And she said, I left it overnight. You are not the jerk. My fault for forgetting it. I love you. I love you too, boo. Mwah.
The fact that she left it overnight, that means something.
But what do your homies do? They come in and they save you. Even when you're wrong, they don't ask questions and they just come pick you up from jail. And that's what she did. So thank you, Christine. She just picked me up from jail and said, I'm not the jerk.
Even though Tony just put you in jail.
Even though I am. It's not the point.
Tony, we tried.
He's still in jail. Don't worry about it.
Shampoo jail.
Get out of here, man.
Shampoo jail.
All right.
Hey, well, this conversation is terminated. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Peace, man.
Tony is too much. All right. So I'm the jerk. Fine.
Yeah.
But my friend didn't mind. But in fairness, it was a jerk move knowing how much women spend on shampoo. Just
and saying. Not knowing whose shampoo it was and still using it.
Mm-hmm.
Jerky for sure.
For sure.
I mean,
Whatever. All right, so let's play a song and then Dumpster Fire Dating's up. I had a second date with Tall, Dark, and Handsome, the guy very close to the show.
Oh.
And I've told the listeners nothing about it, but something, I had a huge epiphany.
Did you?
It's going to change my dating life from now on.
All right, all right.
I don't know why it took 5 years to learn this on a date.
Are we going to discuss next?
We sure are. Wait, hold on. Kiss FM.
Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Well, I never thought this day would come. I thought hell would freeze over before I would say I have sympathy for men now on dates. Wow.
Huh? What'd you just say?
I can't even believe I said that out loud.
Would you? No. Back it up, Terry. Back it up.
This is your day, DZ.
Start it over again.
I never thought I'd say I have sympathy for men on dates until today.
And continue. As you were. I'm listening now.
Okay, so let me just start by saying Tall, Dark, and Handsome is a good dude. But Tall, Dark, and Handsome just got out of a divorce. And I've been divorced for 10 years, okay? So they are not the same spot. And we're starting to realize that on these dates when I tell you what happened this week and why I had a huge epiphany about dating. And things, the dots started connecting. As a female who gets confused by men and vice versa, I started going, is this what it feels like? So
go on.
Second date with Tall, Dark, and Handsome took like a week and a half to get to the second date because we're both so busy.
Yeah.
He has his kids, the complete opposite
kids
of mine.
And jobs, right.
And jobs. So we went out on Tuesday night. We met again. We have a little gap window.
A little window where we can hang out. The pocket, if you will.
So I come down in a hot outfit, by the way, and my kids didn't even ask where I was going. Unbelievable.
Didn't care.
So I said I was scared to leave now and go date when they're there, and they didn't even ask. I said, Mom's going out tonight. Do you have a problem with that? No, bye. What time's the pizza get here?
Bye. Did you leave pizza money? Bye.
They never even asked where I went.
They said bye first before they asked for food.
Do you think they secretly knew and didn't want to know? Because
probably.
They probably didn't want to know because ick.
Or they're conscious enough to go, this isn't our information to know right now. Let mom do her thing. We'll know what we need to know when we need to know it.
So we went out. We had dinner. I was out with them for like maybe 3 hours. But here's where... It fell apart in my mind. So I get there. We have a great conversation, I think. You know, he's still really hot, really tall, really nice. He's very close to the show. We know people. You know him. You've met him.
We've got connections. I met him and I was like, dang.
I know his family. I know he's a good dude.
Dang, Papa, he cute.
Yeah, I don't question any of that. But he literally just got out of a divorce.
Sure.
So there's a lot of talking about the ex. And some of it makes sense because we're talking about our situations.
Getting to know each other and it's pressing.
We share that in common, that we had both been like cheated on and, you know, our marriages ended from infidelity. Like that's a common
It's one of the most recent ground. Things in his life.
Yeah.
And so, it's something that you've gone through and understand
and
well.
And so I'm happy to guide or, you know, say, because I'm watching it all. I'm watching it from him on the front end. And I remember being in that spot where I was irritated. They made me mad. I would post about him on social media. You just do really immature, dumb stuff because you're in your feelings, right?
Put it into sports. He's at bat and you in the rafters watching going, man, boy. You know, you're the pitching coach, right?
I'm the coach to divorce.
They about to throw you the slider, boy. Watch out.
I should be a damn divorce coach at this point. Watch it. Now I'm so far out. But it took years to get to that place where my ex and I were cool.
Yeah.
My kid's stepmom and I were cool.
You've already run the bases. He hasn't. He's still at the plate.
Yeah. So he is talking about his ex a lot.
Yeah.
A lot on this date.
Mm-hmm.
And so this goes on and on. And after a while, I'm starting to get bored, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
It does get boring.
And being hot's not enough after a while. So I'm staring at this guy and he's going on and on. And I'm seeing how he's still angry, which is normal. And I've been there.
Yeah.
But it's a turnoff because it's like he's not over it. But he doesn't see it as that. He's just gone through traumatic stuff,
he's
right?
He's just sharing, yeah.
But I've been there. You're not over it.
You'll
know when you're over it because you'll be like me, unfazed by your ex, and you guys will be cool. That's when you're over it, okay?
And that's not currently the situation.
That's not the situation.
What
so,
makes you feel that genuinely, though?
Because he went off about her for a while, and then he told me he had seen her. Like, it was election day. He was like, I saw her at the polls. What are the odds? I'm like, not that weird. You live in the same town.
Yeah.
You share kids.
Right.
Not, you know, these are the things that I'm like, yeah. Like, if I ran into my ex, I'd be like, oh, hey, what are you doing here?
Right.
You know?
How the kids?
But
Wait, do I got them with you?
So this is where I'm saying sorry to men.
Yeah.
Because here's what happens next. So he paid for the first date.
Mm-hmm.
And you know me, I'm a modern woman. I'm all about splitting and whatever.
Going Dutch.
He lets the bill sit there. And he had already told me that he makes like 2 to 3 times what I make, which was inappropriate. And he even knows that. We talk, and I go, wow, so you make a lot of money. So he lets it sit there. And I didn't tell him how much I made. I just knew he made 2 to 3 times more than me because he had told me the ridiculous number he makes.
Willingly.
Which is, we would all die for this number. So the bill sits there. And I'm like, okay, well, okay. And then I go to the bathroom. I come back. It's still sitting there. And then he's like, well, I guess we're going to go because we had to get back to our kids.
So that fine window was like, running out of time.
Wow. He was really waiting for me to pay because he waited that whole time. So I go, I got it. And he goes, okay.
Let you pay? Let you pick up the bill?
Normally I'd be like, okay, you know, modern woman. But I'm sitting there going, you've told me you make how much money?
You've already bragged.
You've talked about your ex. Like, and then we leave and he doesn't even make a move. He just hugs me. And he's like, so, what do you know? When are we talking about when we're going to hang out again? So we leave, and I even offered him. I said, this weekend, you know, like I'll try to work with you on one of these days when
I'll make it work. Right.
I have kids, and you don't.
Again, you're in a later stage in your life.
And he's like, well, I got to go up north this weekend for something, but maybe. And never again, back to not committing. So I'm like, this guy, I don't know. So I left there.
Let me just try to sum this up, if you can, real quick, please, before we hit the next chapter of this story.
Because this is where it happens.
You get there for this date. Your date talks about their ex the entire time.
Most of the time. 80 to 90%.
That's the entire time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we could say 3% was spent in that bathroom when you were waiting for somebody to pick up the tab. When you came back from the bathroom, tab was still there. You pick up the tab and you ain't getting no hug, intimate kiss, nothing at the end of the night.
I felt like a dude.
Mm. Sound like a dude.
And you know the funniest part? He texted me and was like, you looked great tonight. I had an amazing time. Our conversation was great.
Uh-huh.
And I had to process what just happened because once I processed it, I went, wait, is this what happens? It's all making sense now why women get confused. Men take us on a date.
Uh-huh.
We talk about our ex for an hour. You pay and then we walk away and don't kiss you or even nothing at the end of the night. You get
nothing.
So then we leave and we go, I had a great time.
Such a good time.
Oh, thank you so much for dinner. You looked great. And
you're
the guy,
so handsome.
And the guy's going,
huh?
What the hell? You just talked about your ex. I paid and got nothing. This sucked. Is this how men feel?
In certain circumstances, yes. No, I'm not going to cap to you.
You don't need to give it up at the end of the night, but not even a kiss? Like, what the hell?
Allie said, I ain't getting no play, dog.
I said, DZ, is this how men feel? And then here's what's funny. Women will go back to their friends and go, we had an amazing date. He paid. We talked about our problems.
He listened to me talk about my ex willingly.
He listened to me the whole time, and he looked so good. And the dude's like, that date
sucked. She talked about her ex the whole time, man.
I paid.
And I listened, trying not to be rude. I paid. And not saying she had to kiss me or nothing, bro. But she dapped me up at the end of the night. Am I wrong for being weird?
Are these discussions men have?
There is fellas.
Like, I'm blown away by this.
Allie, I can put money on the fact. And I love my wife dearly. But I know there is fellas in the car right now going, Allie, preach.
It clicked, man. I was like, I'm the dude. I'm confused because he's telling me he had a great time and I had a not so great time. Not only that, I took time away. Yep. I paid. I listened to him trauma dump.
It doesn't feel like a waste, but then you go, man, that was wow. That was an experience.
That wasn't something I want to do again.
Wow.
And I left there not wanting more, which sucks, but I felt like he left there wanting more, which is what I'm getting at with when women leave, call their friends and they go, but I didn't hear from him again. I don't get it.
You got ghosted. I thought everything was going.
I thought we had a great date. I'm like, my mind is exploding now.
He's being cordial and chivalrous and trying to be a gentleman and not interested.
And I'm trying to be a gentlewoman.
Trying to be a gentle lady.
I can't. DZ, I was just. And then I felt bad because we know him.
Yeah.
But I just. He's not ready. He's not ready.
I was just going to say,
and
man.
I told him that the next day, and he goes, are you joking? I can't tell if you're joking. Like, because you know how I'm funny sometimes?
Yeah, but you're also pretty direct.
He was so taken aback that I would the next day was like, ugh, dude, this is your effort sucks. He was like, what? Really?
What?
Really? Like, he was, again, where I go back to when women don't understand where we went wrong on our date. Julie in Sheboygan said, run. Somebody else said, I'm dying at your honesty, Allie. You're amazing. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm trying to be direct and say, what are we doing here? Like, this, there's no awareness in dating anymore on both sides, it
on
feels like.
Side.
It feels like we're all dummies
at
this point.
Yes. I got a question.
Yes.
And feel free to take a second to think about it, right? What can save this? Genuinely, what could save this? Because not a bad person.
No, not at all.
Pretty good individual.
He's a great guy. He's just got out of, that's the problem.
It's just, might not be ready, but what could genuinely save this if they were to turn around and go, no, I am ready. It was just a misunderstanding.
I needed that feedback and I can fix it.
What could save this?
That.
And feel free to tell me on the other side.
Well, there's a couple things that could save it, actually. So from the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I'm also going to tell you why it might not be savable.
You don't think?
There's another reason.
That was what I was afraid of, too. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping you wouldn't go
but
there.
I don't. This is not a. We're not at the end.
Okay. Where are we at then?
Well, I'll tell you next.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Fine.
Do you think dudes really are going, hoo, hoo, hoo?
No, yeah. Because the way you explained it, a lot of dudes were just driving in the car going, yeah, I've been there a few times, dog.
Seriously. I mean, I left there being like, and I even told my therapist that yesterday. She was laughing. I go, now I get it. When women leave, we go, we had a great time. Thank you for paying. Thank you for listening. It was so great. And the dude's like, what the hell
was
that?
What just happened?
She talked about her ex. I paid and then we left. This sucked.
And it doesn't happen every single time.
It doesn't, but it happens a lot. And maybe I'm going to give people some awareness with dating now, because being on the other side made me go, wow.
If this is savable, what could save it? And if not, why is it broken?
We'll talk about it next. Kiss FM.
Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
So, to recap, I'm on my second date with Tall, Dark, and Handsome, who's close to the show, and we know him and his family, I'm not going to lie. But he just got out of a divorce, and I don't think we're in the same spot, because I said I felt like, and fortunately, I felt like I had a whole new perspective on dating. I felt like the dude, because I went out, he talked about his ex, I paid, and then we said goodbye with no kiss or anything, and I went, is this? And then he texted me what a great time he had and how great I looked, and I went, wow, we didn't have the same experience, but yeah, okay.
The two did not equate.
And at the moment, I went, yeah, I had a great time too. And I processed and went, what the hell was that? So the next day when I texted him, he was like, are you for real? I'm like, no, I'm for real.
When you came clean and were like, that actually
wasn't
fun.
That date was very underwhelming, my guy. Like, you better put some effort in.
At least you came clean.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But
that's true.
I asked, what could save this, Allie, if it's savable?
Awareness, self-awareness, I think. But the problem is, he's got to work through this. And as somebody who's been there, that's where I'm super empathetic for him. Like, I know it's going to take a long time to get past this. You have to deal with seeing your ex every day while getting over them. What a nightmare. Welcome to divorce with kids.
Yeah.
You have to get over your ex. It's easy to get over exes when you don't have to see them.
Yeah.
But you got to see them when you have kids, and that's what makes this always a problem, right? So, somebody texted in and said, patience from Allie can save this. Maybe, if I'm patient, but do I want to, I've been here. I'd rather have someone who's farther along with me,
I'll just
right?
say, I hear that, but is this the patience that you want to invoke? Because this could be years worth of patience that
that's
you
thing.
Need for somebody to come through. And
it took me 6 years to date again after my divorce. Granted, I had little kids, but like, I waited until I was ready.
And there isn't a fast track
no.
where like, there's no tried and true method where you could be like, hey, just do what I did and
some
you
people,
too could be dating in 90 days.
And we know there's tons of people, and they piss me off, who moved kids right in with their new person 5 days after they left.
Yeah.
So it's all over the place.
Special circumstances, bro. Not every time works, bro. I'll tell you that right now, and you got to take your own time. That's the thing.
I do think I would love to go out with him again if he gets some awareness about it and goes, okay, received.
Yeah, right.
Like, maybe I am underwhelming you, Allie. Why would you want to go out with me again? You know? Why? Because I hate to say what's in it for me, but it should be it should be a valuable and worthy of both of our times, not just yours.
And not saying it's transactional either.
But if you just want to come and talk about your ex, well, that's called therapy.
Homies. And if we're just going to be homies, we need to establish that, right?
Yeah. So somebody, Danielle and Butler said, people cannot handle women being direct and assertive or looked at as being bossy. Keep on with the assertiveness. People love you for that, Allie. Another fellow female with a low voice who is too direct.
Okay, Danielle.
All right, well, Adrian's on the phone. Our boy, I'm curious what he's going to say. Hey, hi, Adrian.
The homie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it's because I
what
said...
What up? Good morning.
Are you calling because I said I actually feel empathetic for the dudes today on dates?
Or you guys...
No, actually...
What?
You know, like, I get it with him. Mm-hmm. I do, too. I was in that position before I met Cheryl. Not even going to lie.
Oh, okay. Your wife. Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So before we actually met,
I had just got out of a 5-year relationship.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And jumpstart, right when I met Cheryl, I told her, hey, look, listen, you know, I just got out of a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, I put it out there.
Yeah.
And I also, you know, she was looking for a relationship. Huh? I wasn't.
Oh, you have to have that talk.
You have to, or else it's never going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But, like, the fact that you pointed it out and you let him know, like, you're not wrong for that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he might grab that and take that self-awareness like you just mentioned.
Right. Well, you
because
know...
Because honestly, a lot of times, like me as a guy, a lot of men, I've done it in the past.
Well, and that's the sure. thing. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, Adrian. Like, I'm probably making some guys cringe, sure, talking about this or going, whoa, I feel so stupid now. But at the same time, I'm saying, Adrian, I've been there too. Granted, I wasn't dating, but when I did start dating, I did a lot of dumb stuff too that it's taken me 6 years of dating to come to this simple spot I'm at right now. Yeah. Think about that. I mean, hello. Well,
and something I do feel like I need to say,
yeah.
and Adrian, please feel free to disagree because, you know, having another fellow on the line is great. Danielle brings up a good point, and I've been kind of thinking about it. You have the luxury of being so direct. You can. To go, whoa, that was terrible. Oh, my gosh. Dudes don't necessarily get that chance to go,
they
hey, that day, no.
They don't say that to women.
We would never, could never,
you're
wouldn't
right.
dream of it.
That's
the thing, though. Is like a lot of women don't say nothing, but yeah. also a lot of men don't say nothing.
That's
either.
Right. And yeah. so I'm actually glad we're having this conversation because maybe people inspire some people dating to actually start having more conversations in these moments because this is why we ghost everybody.
We're soft in dating.
We
yeah.
ghost.
People are soft in
we
dating.
We go, oh, that sucked. I don't even want to deal with them and I don't want to tell them why. We get no feedback.
And then,
none.
And then yeah. you keep sucking
like,
through
honestly,
life.
Yep. And honestly, Allie, give him that another chance. Like you said, he's just going through it.
Yeah. No, I will. I'll go out with him again. I'm not listen, if we didn't know him and I'd be like this
Done.
Guy's a lost cause for now, but we know him and I've talked to his family even and they're like chill out, like he doesn't want to get hurt. And I wrote back to and I said, well, do you think I want to get hurt? I'm on a date with a guy talking about his ex the whole time. How do you think I feel? Like what about me? Like hello,
honestly, y'all might actually go somewhere. You don't know that. Nobody knows that.
Maybe we're working it out on the air in therapy right now, and we're going to go on a date, and it's going to be great.
You know Kiss FM is magical. You never know. Come from a magical place.
That's funny. All right. Well, Adrian, that was good advice. Thank you.
I love it.
Y'all have a good Friday. Enjoy your weekend.
You too, man. Peace.
Bye.
Love, man.
Somebody texted in and said, it's the not ready for me. I dated a beautiful girl that never stopped talking about her ex. And he had passed away, so I didn't have to worry about her going back, but she never stopped talking about him, so I was blunt, and I just said, you're not ready.
I mean, he didn't have to worry about her going back, but she was also never yours, bro. That's part of the problem.
I'm not even thinking about him going back to his ex. I don't care about that. If he did, that's not even what's scaring me right now.
Sure.
I just left that date going, this was very underwhelming, and I feel like he's not ready, but everybody's texting in saying, don't give up on him yet.
I would say that a third date would warrant a lot more information and a lot clearer picture, right? Are we still talking about the ex? Are we really still not making any moves? Because two dates in,
yep.
fresh in the relationship, or fresh into the dating game, I could get one of them to slow it down a little bit and be chivalrous and give it a second.
Let me say something positive then.
Yes,
he
please.
Did. So this is when we got, this is where, it's a little cringy, but this is part of the story. I get to dinner and he goes, did you see my Instagram story? And I go, no, what'd you post? And he goes, oh, I saw my ex at the polls. And so when I got home, I saw that he had written, ran into my ex. And I went, oh, Jesus. Like, this guy's now
publicizing
it. So then it was deleted after I snapped. Like, it got deleted. Like, so there was some
maybe
awareness.
Maybe you inspired some awareness.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he understood why that was wrong and took it down versus like being like, I'll post what I want. So you see what I'm saying here?
Maybe we can save this.
Maybe we can because things, if I, and he even said, I understand where you're coming from when I came at him. He's like, I understand your point. I thought we were talking about our experiences, but I see where you're coming from.
Well, I hope he understands that this isn't, like, if he took it down for you, that's even wrong, in my opinion, because he should have taken it down
for
realizing that it was for his own self-worth and his kids. Had nothing to do with you, and I'd hope he would gather that and have taken it down for the latter, not the not the
Don't
former.
Post about your ex on social, especially when you have kids. That's that's like divorce 101. You're gonna regret it. Trust me. Trust me. Gonna regret it.
Are we gonna check back in next week?
Check back in and find out if we went out again. I'll let you know. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Buenos dias. It's Allie and DZ. And I have a question for you.
All right. What's up?
It's ironic because I'm in here sweating and I feel like I smell now. As I'm about to ask you, what do you do when people smell in public?
Is that you?
Do you smell it?
Is that you?
Well, I got really stressed out during dumpster fire dating and I start sweating when I talk about love. You know how I get. Oh, so I get uncomfortable even though I know what I'm talking about, in my opinion. And so I start sweating. So now I feel like I stink. I feel like my deodorant's never going to be enough. But I was at the grocery store, and this happened earlier this week, and I was standing in the chip aisle, even though I don't eat chips, looking for my kids. And this guy, and I don't know if it was his mom, the guy in his 30s maybe, and his mom, and he's wearing like pajama pants. I mean, he's in his Sunday Walmart best, right? That we all, like I'm dressed right now.
he's in his Walmart blues.
He's
I got
in pajamas, okay? But we're not at Walmart, for the record. We're at a grocery store. And he comes near me to he goes, oh, I got to get the chips. And I could smell him, and he wasn't even close to me. And I went, what is that? And I turned and I went, okay, don't be judgy. Because, you know,
don't be rude.
My kids are going through puberty. We're in the smelly stage, y'all. And I feel so bad. No matter how much deodorant I put on these kids, I try my best.
You are in the worst of it with them teen years. My mom used to hate me.
I feel bad for the teachers. Dude, my entire house, the entire upstairs reeks because of my boys. Like, it sounds like a locker room, and I try to make it clean again, and it just smells again.
You can't do it. Not with boys. Yep.
So I'm in the store, and I could smell this guy, but then he goes and grabs his chips and leaves, and I was thinking, ugh, that was...
Like, dang, he stunk.
Well, then it got worse. I'm at the self-checkout now at the end of shopping, and him... And you know how they have, like, the soda right there in coolers, and you can grab
the little grab and go
water, Coke or Pepsi out of it or something.
Yep, the feature sale items.
So he comes over, I'm right by those things, and he comes over to get one, same guy
right next to you,
and I didn't turn, but I can smell it, and
you
I'm like,
it was him.
I've never smelled someone so bad in public, and I've smelled a lot of nasty, we've all smelled people in public, right? Yeah, we've all been there and just been like,
BO.
Oh, that guy needs a shower, and he doesn't know because maybe nobody told him, or he lives alone and he doesn't know how bad he smells, right? He doesn't know. You don't want to be mean.
Or they abstain from showering for whatever personal choice or reason, whatever.
Yes, okay. So he's next to me and he's like, what do you want? What flavor? And it's going on. In my mind, it took 10 years to get this soda.
Because how bad the smell was.
I was like, I don't remember a time where I wanted to vomit, like where I wanted to throw up from somebody being that close to me. Mm-hmm. And finally I turned and looked, and you know what he's holding on top of that?
What?
A little dog. And I'm like, oh, there's the next problem.
Oh,
you do smell like pee. No wonder you smell so bad.
Yeah.
It was him and the dog.
I was just about to say.
And I'm like, why do you have... You don't need the dog. Plus, you need to take a shower.
I'm not
Take a shower, not the dog.
Gee, I'm not looking to project, but I painted the picture of this individual as you were talking, and I can't help but to feel like there's some weird...
Special needs?
No.
It wasn't that,
no,
I don't think.
Not special needs,
what?
No. There's a hoarder-type situation.
You would picture that by these
there's
people.
Where there's a cleanliness disorder, and they maybe don't bathe themselves regularly, nor clean up after their pets regularly.
Or their pets. Nobody's getting it. Yeah.
I've known people like this that have literally just let their dogs defecate anywhere. Not clean it up. Ruin
disgusting
entire apartments.
Well, now you're depressed. Now you're just depressed. If you're, I mean, what?
I was
that's
just
the hoarding
say,
too. It's the mental health stuff.
There's
yeah.
the mental health aspect attached with the hoarding
you're
and
right.
the lack of a personal care and attention.
Well,
but then those people always have pets that they're also neglecting, and that one's tough. That one's tough because they still got to go out in public. They still got to go to the store. They still got to be human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And then us, the people that are just trying to live our lives normally, not saying they're not too, but we go and now have to be the better person or the nicer person and not go, dang, bruh,
right.
what?
And I want to turn and go, somebody should tell you to take a shower. Like, out of the kindness of, I'm trying not to be, that's in my mind, I want to turn and go, out of the kindness of my heart,
yeah.
come here.
Come here.
You guys, like, I don't know you and I don't want to be mean, but you are the smelly kid at the store and it's so much I want to throw up. Like, it's so bad. Like, you're not a 2 days from showering. You're like seven right now. Like, I know it smells like, it smelled like they hadn't showered in weeks. Like, hey, I was boy. Like, it was too much. It I was know. Too much. I also thought, DZ,
yeah.
we've gotten worse not as a society. We, like, because you know what I mean? Like, how we, I love that we don't have to dress up for everything anymore. We right. don't have to dress up to go to plays. We can, you know, even church, you don't have to dress up for anymore. A lot of churches.
Depends on who you ask.
A lot of churches, you know what I'm saying, though. You don't need to be in.
I don't. A lot of churches don't.
When I went to, when we would go to temple growing up, I had on tights, fancy shoes, a dress. My friends are going now in, like, you know, their yoga pants and a nice sweater. You know what I mean? There's Fair. No dress and high heels. Like, that's what I'm getting at yeah. for that. So we've just kind of become less conservative dressing wise, mm-hmm. and hence why people can go to work in more outfits now, you know?
Yeah.
You don't see as many suits at work, but it doesn't mean that, I don't know, you still got to take care of yourself.
You do got to take care of
yourself. Just because we've become more lax as far as how dressy we want to be all the time, that doesn't mean...
How do you handle that, though?
I don't know.
How do you, as the person on the opposite end of that, right, without knowing somebody, how do you tell them...
They stink.
Hey, you stink. You slide by and go, hey, man. I know y'all hit the chip aisle, but did y'all also find the body wash already? Nah, because that's aisle 7.
That would be a mean way. Just buy them body wash and hand it to them on the way out and be like, no offense, but you need this.
No, I mean, and you know who will tell them that they stink?
Who?
A child. A child. Sammy? I could picture Sammy right now.
Yep.
Don't let me mm-hmm. smell like B.O. and have Sammy give me a hug. He'll go, ew, papa, hueles mal. Ew, dad, you smell
Dude,
bad.
You remember when I used to smoke cigarettes back in the day?
Yeah.
I had a kid one time say something to me and I was horrified, and that was right at the end, right before I quit, and I went, and he went, you stink. And I was like,
stuck
I
with
know.
You.
But, and I remembered it because kids will tell you, and blame. I love them for that in some ways, and I hate them for that in some ways.
In the most blatant of ways, they will tell you. So mm-hmm. a child around that individual,
yeah.
had it been us and not you,
yeah.
Sammy would have probably said, papa, what's that smell?
Mm-hmm.
He would have straight up asked, what's that smell?
You're right.
And then I awkwardly would have had to explain. So what would you have done if the kid is the one out loud childish going, ew, what's that smell, when you clearly know it's the person standing next to you?
And Sammy's 3, Hudson's 11, and Hudson would even go, mom, what's that smell, really loud. Think about it. Wouldn't, because he's old enough now. Hudson would not.
Yeah.
I know it. I just know it.
So how would you answer that? How would you go, well, it's that yeah. person.
What do you do when someone smells this bad in public? It's gotten worse. It's the worst. There's smelly people everywhere, be fair.
Yeah.
And we just keep our mouths shut, but it was too much.
I've been the smelly person, bro.
Same. Honestly, that's what I'm saying. I will give you a 4-day. You know what? You're depressed and you haven't showered in 2 days. I'm sorry, but this was like, we were talking weeks.
Can I tell you what's crazy?
It was the most disgusting thing. I've never smelled a smell that bad when it comes from a human being. What?
But when it's me, I'm so super conscious of it. I went to Donald Glover, Childish Gambino,
mm-hmm,
at Pfizer Forum, right? When he was here not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
I went after a flag football game one mm-hmm. day. If y'all know anything about putting on any football equipment, it stinks.
Mm-hmm.
The gloves, the shoes, my body.
I didn't know that, but I believe you.
It's imagine putting on workout gloves every single day, right?
Yeah.
Every time you use them, you're going to
stink.
And then you don't put them away properly. You just throw them in your gym bag yeah. and then take them out next time you need them again. They stink.
It's like my yoga towel stinks from
yes.
sweating and then washing
Using
and sweating.
To-
and wa- Yeah, same thing. Rumpling it up.
Except
same thing.
For the
yep.
washing part. You don't mm-hmm. wash the gloves. It didn't matter that I showered. I stunk.
Yeah.
I still stunk. The BO that I felt coming off my body, I was like, oh my gosh, my hands still smell bad. I feel like I ain't put enough deodorant
on. Did Aaron think you smelled?
No, I didn't go with Aaron. Aaron didn't go. Oh. Me and my guy went. And I told him, I was like, bruh, I probably stink right now. I'm going to just keep my arms
what
down.
What did he say?
He's like, no, I don't smell you, bro.
Good.
I'd let you know.
Yeah.
But the self-conscious aspect of smelling bad to me leaves me almost speechless when somebody could just walk about out and about in the wild, knowing they have this foul odor and not caring.
Mm-hmm.
I've been caught out. I mean, lacking, and I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. dang, I stink. I've been in here and said I forgot deodorant and I stink and keep my arms down.
I've never smelled you, but I know that I start sweating and I'll be like, dude, I smell. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Somebody texted in. Was it an older person? I have a few older clients like that. No, it was a guy maybe in his early 30s, if not younger, and maybe mom or aunt. And it was, I don't know if it was both of them or what, but you know, yeah, It didn't. It was not an old person.
I just know it's a feces situation, and I don't even need to paint a picture for him, bro. It's already
I don't
painted.
Either. All right, so what do you guys do when somebody smells in public? Are we just ignoring it?
Do you ignore it? Do you say something? Do you walk away?
Well, I said nothing, and that's what I'm going to continue doing, but this was too much. I feel like we got to say something at some point, you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll talk to you next.
In some cultures, it actually is.
Well, I understand. Some people
attractive.
Don't shower, and that's their thing. Not in
that's
America.
That's not in this culture.
Not here. We'll talk to you next. I don't want to be mean, but I've never smelled someone so bad in the store in my life. 103.7 Kiss FM. So I came and I said, DZ, what would you do? People smell in public all the time. We've dealt with this in life. It's gross. But this was
we've
a next level.
Stink.
And we already said your kids will call people out. But what do you, I mean, you're an adult. What do you do when people stink? I mean, it was, I almost turned and said, you have to get away from me. I can't stand by you. Like, it's so hard for me right now.
The definition of repulsive. And we're really nice people. But when somebody is that aggressive, it's a lot.
It was a lot.
And we're the ones, now we're the bad people by going, hey, you stink, man.
Yeah, because people aren't taking care of themselves.
Right.
All right, let's go to Bella in Kenosha. Her milkshake brings the boys to the yard.
Bet you we don't stink either.
It better not.
No stinky milkshakes, please.
She said her husband texted. He said it does not stink.
No spoiled milkshakes.
mi esposo.
Hey, huepa.
All right, Bella, what do you do when someone smells in public? Because I get, a lot of the time we just mind our own business, and that's appropriate. But what, I mean, this was next level, Bella.
Yeah, when it's next level like that, I feel like as a human, we just should do the right thing.
Should
and
we?
Yes.
I thought about it.
It's so bad.
Like, out of respect, be like, out of respect.
Even y'all just talking about it makes me smell those bad smells.
You
that
can
I've
smell them.
Smelled
yeah.
for years. Like, it comes right back
smell
in my
like
brain.
Smell like cat pee. Smell like cat pee. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, God, dang it, dizzy.
My bad.
Don't make her sick.
Make me gay.
Yep, see?
Sorry, but we all know it.
Well,
I don't want to be this guy, but we all know the smell.
But, and let me say, I know there's all kinds of ways we could have more empathy from. We can go, well, maybe there's mental health issues.
Yes.
Or maybe they don't have money and they're you know, live on nothing. But I watched them pick up a $5 bag of Doritos in the chip aisle, and then I watched them get 17 sodas out of the thing. So I'm like, well,
listen,
if you can afford the single soda, you can afford a shower.
I'm not trying to talk.
I'm just like, not. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm not trying to speak negatively on anybody's experience, and I understand that financial stability is a struggle for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But as a Colombian man that literally has family that he knows personally that wash themselves in a creek with a bar of soap.
That part.
I'm going to say that there's ways that you can wash yourself, whether in a sink
you
or
know
not.
Thank you for bringing
baby
that up,
wife.
Daisy. Perspective. Yeah. There are people in the world who, like your family,
wash
in
themselves
Colombia.
In a creek to this day.
Mm-hmm.
I've got
day.
Poor family that wash themselves
poor.
In a river.
And that's how poor, in that you're saying it's possible.
You can clean yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you're buying chips, if you're buying whatever, if you're sitting there in the soda aisle, you can buy soap.
I could have gone into the bathroom and when nobody's in there and used soap on my body, right? Think about what you could have done in the grocery store bathroom if you really wanted to, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
sometimes it's just awareness, and so I've been the one to
you
be
don't
like,
know
hey,
you smell.
I don't know how to say this to you, and I don't want to be disrespectful, but if it were me, I would want someone to say something.
Same.
And I know.
Yeah, there's a way you can approach it kindly without being like, dude, you smell.
Well, now I'm sweating again, and now I'm self-conscious, and I'm convinced the universe is doing this to make me feel dumb, so because tomorrow you're going to be like, Allie, you stink. And I'm going to be like, is this why this was me?
Listen, I feel horrible about having this conversation because there's so many avenues that it could go from.
I know.
They could be homeless. They could be struggling with mental health. They could have financial issues. They might not know. But the point of the matter is that we
have
can
to
do
something
about it, whether it's us or whether it's us just helping somebody. We go far too often through life and everybody just stays mute and we assume that something else, like it might be
but
a simple conversation.
There were two people there. It wasn't even like it was one person.
Mm.
Do you
yeah.
know what I mean? They both have no awareness because they clearly live together.
Because sometimes when you are in it, like you don't even
you don't
smell
know.
It. I'll give you a little story.
Nose blind. You go nose blind.
Yeah. My dog got sprayed by a skunk, right? You clean the dog, you smell yourself. Oh, I don't smell like it. You leave the house. Mm-hmm. I go to school. It's like first day of like ninth grade. And
you.
All of a sudden someone says, dang, it smells like skunk in here.
Uh-oh, and not the good kind.
Yeah. I ran to the office. I was like, Ma, you got to come get me.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Smell the skunk.
Smelly, I gotta go home.
Not the good kind. I cannot.
Well, I meant like Pepe Le Pew, the cartoon.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.